table to work with.
The Gemara tells us in Moed Katan about the halacha that there is no aveilus on Yantav, that the mitzvah simchas Yantav on Yantav of being besimcha overrides the halacha of mourning. So that's the Gemara, and the way we paskin, there is no aveilus on Yantav. Even less so, more so than on Shabbos. Shabbos, we know, is Olo Laminyan Shiva, that Shabbos counts as one of the days of Shiva, but Yantav does not count, as we'll see in a minute, what happens to it if someone dies before Yantav versus on Chol HaMoed. But Yantav has a stronger halacha because of Simchas Yantav, so there is no, they can coexist. Aveilus and Simchas Yantav can coexist. Oneg Shabbos and Aveilus can coexist, although there's no public mourning on Shabbos. Perhaps on Yantav there's no mourning even Mitzina. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. So why is that? So the Gemara tells us because Simchas Yantav is a mitzvah to Rabbim, it's a public mitzvah. The whole Jewish people are obligated in celebrating Pesach, Sukkah, Shavuos, obligated in celebrating the Yom Tovim. And Aveilus is a mourning, it's a private affair. You lose a loved one, so you're obligated in Aveilus. But that's a private affair, so the public mitzvah of Simcha overrides the private mitzvah of mourning. And there's a double machlokes, Rambam and Tosas, and how you learn the Gemara. Because it's Simchas Yantav, so the Rambam learns Simchas Yantav even today, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it's still biblical. And Aveilus Yom Rishon, and Aveilus the first day, according to the Rambam and many Svardi Rishonim, is biblical. So therefore, you have a biblical mitzvah of Simcha even today, you have a biblical mitzvah of Aveilus, so since Simcha is public, and Aveilus is private, so therefore that's why there's no Aveilus on Yantav. Tosa says in the other direction, Bizmana says, since we don't have a temple, we can't bring karbanos, so Simchas Yantav is only Durabanan today. But he also holds that the Minhag Ashkenaz, we assume like the Ramah, if you're Ashkenaz, that Aveilus is only Durabanan as well. So you have a mitzvah Durabanan of Simchas Yantav today. You have a mitzvah d'rabbanan of Aveilus, and then Simchas Yantav because it's public versus private. So that's the double machlokes Rambam and Tosas, but nothing changes. Everyone agrees there is no Aveilus on Yantav. So what would be the difference? What's the practical difference if I learn like the Rambam and Tosas? Either way, what's the difference if I say they're both biblical, they're both rabbinical? So there's a very practical difference. The practical difference is, and it comes up all the time, many times, many people die all the time, but they die on Chol HaMoed, whether it's Chol HaMoed Pesach, Chol HaMoed Sukkot. So what happens if a person dies during Yantav? On Yantav, and then you have the Kfura on Chol HaMoed, you have the burial on Chol HaMoed. So when do you begin the Aveilus? Obviously there's no Aveilus on Yantav. The question is, when does Yantav end regarding the halacha of Aveilus? So what's the issue? The issue is, it's only a question if you're in Chutz Laaretz, if you keep 8 days, if you keep an extra day. If you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, you're only keeping the regular days of Pesach. In Chutz Laaretz, we keep Yom Tov Sheni, we keep an extra day. So everyone agrees Yom Tov Sheni is only rabbinical. That's a given. So the question is, so if you hold like the Rambam, that Simchas Yom Tov is Bizban Hazeh, is... why is there no Aveilus on Yantav? Because you have a public mitzvah, a public biblical mitzvah. So therefore, according to the Rambam on Yantav Sheni, clearly Simcha could only be, the whole Yantav is only Drabanan. So therefore, the Simcha is only Drabanan on the last day of Yantav. And Aveilus, Yom Rishon, is biblical. So therefore, that's the whole discussion in the Rishonim. When you have a public rabbinical mitzvah versus a private biblical, what wins? That's the discussion. But the Rishonim say that the private biblical wins, and therefore, in theory, according to the Rambam, once you begin Aveilus on your last day of Yantav, because Aveilus is biblical. According to us, Bnei Ashkenaz, it's never a conflict, because Aveilus Yom Rishon is also Drabanan. So, therefore, so what do you do? It's a Machlokes Rishonim. So we go with the general rule of Halacha with Divrei Hameko Ba'Aveilus. Anytime when it comes to Aveilus, We always look for the lenient opinion. I guess one could argue in certain cases what's lenient, what's machmir, but whatever lenient means, we always look for the divrei ha-meikel. So what's the meikel opinion? So what? How do we paskin halach l'maisa? Someone whose loved one died over chol hamoed, they started sitting shiva Saturday night, Sunday. So the halacha is you count day one. So this you count Shabbos this year. Shabbos counted as day one. You don't start sitting shiva until day two, Sunday. So therefore, you'd get up Friday morning. So therefore, so we go in both directions. We're lenient. We count the day, but you're not noe gavelis, and that's halacha l'maisa. That's what people do. So they'd get up Friday morning instead of getting up on Shabbos morning. It's because usually when you start on Sunday, and also it's actually an interesting question by Arab, when does the holiday of Pesach begin? We see it ends early for Avelos, when does it begin? So we know there's halacha, Arab Pesach after Chatzos, there are halachas, that's when the Karban Pesach is brought, and there are different halachas that Arab, that's why you can't do malacha, you can't do different types of work, Arab Pesach after Chatzos. So the question is, what about if someone... So there's a question, if Yonta begins, what happens if someone wants to do a kfura? If you do a burial before Chatzos, it's not an issue. Everyone agrees, you go ahead, you do the burial, you sit shiva, and then that's it. The Pesach knocks off the shiva. What happens if it's after Chatzos, and you're doing the burial at 5 o'clock in the afternoon? So that's a machlokes rishonim, whether you can have aveilus on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Once Chatzos starts, that's it. So again, halacha l'divrei ha-meikel v'aveilus, you go l'ku in both directions. If you start the aveilus before Chatzos, we assume a Chatzos knocks it off. But if a person hasn't sit shiva yet, they could sit shiva before Pesach, and therefore, we get the kula on both ends. We get the kula that if you sit shiva even after Chatzos for a minute, so then Pesach will knock off the Shiva. On the other end, if someone dies on Pesach, on the first days of Chol Hamoed, so we do the Kfura on Chol Hamoed, but we count day one, which was Shabbos this year, without being Noeg Aveilus, and then you'd end up finishing Shiva the Friday morning because we go with the Klal Halacha L'Divrei HaMeikel B'Aveilus. Yadir.